Growing up outside Tokyo, Tadashi Ogawa learned a bit about the Battle of Attu in school, because more than 2,300 Japanese soldiers lost their lives. But then, a decade ago, he stumbled upon a story in a newspaper that motivated him to dig even deeper. The article was about a Japanese woman whose husband served on Kiska Island during World War II.
And he died there because of the USS submarine attacked his ship. But before that happened, he wrote a letter to his wife, and he picked up the flower of Kiska Island, and he sent it. He enclosed it with his letter.
The man's wife, Chiyo Shinoda, treasured the flower and kept it all her life. 67 years later, when she was 98, she received another Kiska flower in the mail.
But of course, it's not from her husband. This time, there was an American who is the son of the captain of USS Grunion, the submarine which actually attacked the Japanese woman's husband's ship.
Ogawa considers it a miracle, this connection between Japanese and American families who both lost loved ones in the war. And he wants to use their story of transcontinental friendship to explore the Aleutian campaign. Last summer, Ogawa visited Kiska and Attu to shoot footage of the Kamchatka lily, the flower that started it all. In the course of his research, he also learned about the Attuans' captivity in Japan, something he was never taught as a child in school.
I was pretty shocked when I knew there's some Aleut people actually taken as a war prisoner. They are taken to Japan, actually, and we all don't know that fact.
Now, 75 years after the war, Ogawa hopes his documentary will help Americans and Japanese better understand the atrocities people faced on both sides of the conflict.
And now, many people started talking to what happened. I think they're feeling they are running out of time. If I can make a film, it's going to be great for help them to tell a story.
In On Alaska, I'm Zoe Sobel.